The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hakdama Shavitochen, fourth shiur, not to rely on one's wealth.
Shalom Avraham. We continue in our introduction, which, as we said, is different points to get us interested in furthering our bitochen and realizing how much we have to gain from it. So he started saying that if you batech b'kodesh bohu, ho yashem iftachu, you get special siyata shemaya. And if you batech in other things, then very often it does not work. So yesterday we mentioned about people that are batech in the wisdom and the strength. And today, we'll continue. He mentions a person who is Boteach Beroiv Oishroi. So he says, a person who puts his whole bitochen in his wealth, Yukul Chumenu Oisho, B'yavad De'achayim, his wealth will be taken away from him. Now, you can ask me a question. Is that true? We see so many people that put their bitochen in the wealth, and they remain wealthy. So, first of all, the pasuk that he brings over here is not a pasuk that says that he will become poor in his lifetime. But he says that he brings psukim that two types of psukim. One type of psukim that we met say that a person gathers money and then suddenly disappears. And those in the Chanami Apsukim, like says, Nirmiyo, Oysa Oysha, Veloike Mishpot, Bechatze Yom V'yazvenu. There is a mahalach of losing his money in the course of his life. But there's another mahalach that he says that he'll lose his money. Because Shabbat will give a person Oysha Nechosim, Veloisha Tenu, Elokim Lechol Imenu. He will not really be netted from it, and eventually go to somebody else. And this is even more common than the first one. So he's saying basically two things. The idea of being b'teach on something, I rely on something, is because something I could really rely that this will take care of all my needs and give me everything I want. So he says, firstly, if you're lying on the fact that you have wealth, that's going to be something that's always going to be with you, it's not true. Because we do see many people that are very wealthy and they lose everything. It's ma'isim b'chol yoim. The Medrash says that money is called zuzim, because it zaz, it goes from one person to the next. Even though there are many people that are wealthy and they stay wealthy to the end of their lives, but l'maisa eventually goes to somebody else. I heard once that somebody was speaking to the Rosh Shiva of Dasan Tzvi Finkel and saying he's so wealthy it's impossible for him to lose his wealth within a short period of time. And the Rosh Shiva answered him, you can lose everything in one day. Hashem could take you away from the wealth. And that unfortunately we see also. And very often, like he says, a person thinks with wealth he has everything, but that's him. He's never really being fully even netted from his wealth. He's always watching over it so that he has that wealth and he's afraid to give it away. And we know the emes is the other way around. Chazal say that if a person has what to give away and he gives it away, then it becomes his, because he transformed it from being something temporary, which I'll just give over to somebody else, to be something that he really got something out of it by the fact that he gave it away to somebody else. They say a cute story. That Rav Shach used to say it. There was a poor person who was visiting. He used to eat on Shabbos by a wealthy person. And the poor person was admiring the beautiful candelabra that the person had for Shabbos candles, the leichter. They're very beautiful. So the Baal Bais was a little upset. He said, what are you so excited about? It's not even yours. So the poor person answered the Baal Bais. He said, I don't understand. What's the difference between you and me? I eat by you on Shabbos. So during the week, both of us are not being nana from it because you don't use it during the week. On Shabbos, both of us are being nana from it. So we're equal. The only difference between me and you is that if you chas v'shalom lose all your money, so you'll be able to sell this. I give you a bracha.
Kol halashon.
Lose your money. But if we think about it, there's so much in the world that people put into money, like that's going to be the thing that they can rely on and keep them stable and everything else. That's it. Basically, what he's saying is there's something that's not stable, not necessarily in one's own life, and not, and surely we don't know when our life will end. And it's definitely not something to rely upon. The Medrash says even more than that. The Medrash says that be'etzem, all these three things, wealth, wisdom, and power, gvura, are gifts from Hashem. But with one condition. That person realizes their gift from Hashem and therefore uses them in a way he can do his utmost to be mekayem the ratzon Hashem. Then it's the biggest bracha in the world. But if a person mistakenly thinks that it's his and he does what he wants with it and he just does it for his personal or even selfish drives, that klapi shmai is a cause for him to lose it. Even if you're going to ask me, but you see people that are very selfish and everything else, and still they remain wealthy their whole lives. It's not a question on what we're saying. Because what we're saying is, mitzvah, the cause and effect, the way Hashem set up the world, the fact that a person is selfish with his money is a reason for him to lose it. And sometimes the reason why that type of person, Hashem, lets him keep the money is not l'toivoso, it's l'irosso. It can be on the cheshbon of Azalem Haba, it can be all kind of other pressures and things that he has as a result of it, and he's not even enjoying it. So to put our bitochen in these external things is definitely not something that that is worth relying upon. And the truth is, Chazal tell us, who is a real wealthy person? And this is Chazal were able to say things so simply. Eizer Osher Asameach Bechelkoi. A person who is truly wealthy is a person who is happy with what he has. If a person is not happy with what he has, no matter how wealthy he is, he's lacking whatever he does not have. Like they say, if you have one money, you want two. So if you have $1,000 and you want two, you're missing $1,000. If you have $1,000,000 and you want $2,000,000, you're missing $1,000,000. You're missing even more. A person could go his whole life just wanting more and more and more, not really appreciating what he does have. The Chazal gave us a simple antidote to this. Just pay attention to what you do have and realize what I do have is what Hashem wants me to have. And be happy with that. Sameach b'chelkoi. And the same Sameach b'chelkoi is not geared to wealth. It's not geared to chokhmah also. A person thinks, oh, if I just be as smart as the other person, wow. No, be Sameach b'chelkoi. Hashem gave you enough chokhmah for your needs. And your gvura, your physical strength, emotional strength, everything we have is tailor designed for our avoiding this world. Tzidua, one of the Talmidim of Torah Amsterdam of Shul Salanta, came to him and he said, if only I have the mind of the Shagas Aryeh and the Lev of the Yisrael Shur Shal Avoida, etc., etc., I'd be who knows what. And that's what Yisrael answered him. No, my dear friend, I'm Naftali, with your heart and with your Lev, with your mind, with your koiches, you could be a wonderful, great person. And that's what life is all about. And this is one of the things we are going to try to work on also. You don't need to get anything in order to have a much more pleasant life. All you need is the right attitude. We should all be zeicher to focus on how much we do have. And Baruch Hashem, each and every one of us have so much good. Even the tzaras we do have, and we have challenges, we have complications, and the whole world is having complications now. But with that, we have so much good. Just say the Birus HaShachar, say Asher Yotzah, say our tefillahs, and pay attention to what you're saying, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Beruchnis, Begashmis, we focus on this, Mirtz Hashem. We're bringing to ourselves to our, what we should be. And this is part of Bitochim, like we said, a peace of mind, but I was saying even more than peace of mind, a feeling of simcha, how fortunate I am. And you can feel you're more fortunate than a billionaire, because so many people are billionaires and they're not happy with what they have, and they're living lives full of frustration. And we could just, with the right attitude, and it's emes, Bitochen is emes, Bitochen is, I'm looking at the truth of the world. The truth of the world is, Hashem did give me what I need, and I can be happy with that and satiated with that, we'll have a beautiful day and a beautiful life, and not only be happy for ourselves, but be able to be mechazik other people.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.